Welcome to the Talking Earth.
You're listening to KBL Portland. 90.7.
Poetry. Spoken word. And other madness. This is a Mexican thing. I'm identified with Malinoche. This is the Walt Curtis version. Second Monday. We're not doing a lot of this. We're going to jump around here.
Jump around.
And it's already jumping around. Listen, there is a point. We want to thank the administration at KBOO. They're working diligently to asking a survey till this Sunday night about what you, the listener, would like to see on the community, hear on the community radio station. You have until Sunday night. And when will we air this program? Okay.
Monday night.
Monday night 10th. Will be the 10th at 10 p.m.
Yep.
The Talking Earth right after. And of course, we're recording this in my silly room. So, KBOO, second Monday of the month. I will be happy to say they gave me my driver's license and I had a 4th of July birthday I want to talk about, even though I hate talking about my birthday. But this kind of madness will air 10 p.m. One of the big events, you're going to read and do a little thing, and you're going to talk about you do the second, and I mean, you do the third, and I do the second. And
I rotate with Dan Raphael.
So this okay, month, tell Dan, us what
Dan's
you do.
Doing
yeah,
a shoot,
yeah.
Show this month.
And you want to maintain that it's the Talking Earth, and okay.
Yeah, it's yeah. Next month, I'm not sure what, I haven't booked anyone yet.
Oh, don't, when we're not sure, wait, we shouldn't even bring it up.
Yeah. But Dan's doing a show.
We want to thank the administration at KBOO, and we have, Patrick and I have two Talking Earths, I'm a second, and he's a third, and we'll figure all of that out. So, I had a birthday, but what I'm concerned about, you know, there's got to be some hard news with poetry, with what's happening in the world. Poetry is not just some pie in the sky when you die kind of thing. It's got to have some relevance, I feel, to current reality, even though current reality is unreal. What has come up, and I learned it from my birthday with my friends George Stuiotis and of the Satyricon and Todd Ritter. We went out to Oregon City and the Confederated Tribes, and we can go, I believe you can go to Oregon on live and see the incredible things they're doing with the old brownfield industrial, 200 years of mills. And that Oregon City was a mill town, and now it will be, people will be able to go down to the Willamette Falls and see it. There will be sacred rites for the Confederated tribes who were involved, the Grand Ronde and three or four others, and you'll be able to walk down and see the falls because you could never get in there once they built the industrialization. So it's going to be very interesting what is happening there. And I want to thank personally Kathleen Harris. There is a wonderful Clackamas County Museum, which looks down on the falls. And the idea is to bring back the Oolagon, the lamprey eel, which had a larger mass, and they haven't been coming in there for years, had a larger biomass than the salmon runs. So there are salmon runs there, and they intend to, the tribes will bring back the fishery. And the whole thing is very exciting after 200 years of industrial wasteland, more or less, with the mills that gave people jobs. And so it's something that you might look into. Oregon Live, is that what we call it? The Oregonian.
Oregon Live is it's the website of the
Oregon. Yeah. And there will show you plans, and the tribes will talk and all of that. So I just want you to alert that. I grew up in Oregon City and know that whole history. So we went out there, and since my silly birthday, I won't give my age because I don't want to. We went out there at July 4th, and that is, unfortunately, I don't celebrate it anymore. But, I got tired of fireworks. Your cat and your dog, your cats get excited or upset about fireworks?
They're not big fans. They didn't get freaked out as much, but yeah, they're not big fans of fireworks. Cats generally aren't, and neither are dogs.
Well, this 4th of July, clear, I think the last June date that I could go to the Department of Motor Vehicles and get my identification or driver's license reinstated. God help them and God help me. No, I don't drive a car, so don't worry about it. Anyway, what was fascinating about the Friends, Oregon City is the end of the Willamette Valley, and they had to dynamite. If you want a wonderful book about steamboating on the Willamette River, it's called Willamette Landings by Howard McKinley Corning, and I do like to share this kind of stuff. And then, of course, the railroads. Gosh, are they on both sides? But they had to dynamite the cliffs there. Otherwise, there was only going up a slanting wagon trail. And I want to honor the poet David Hedges, if he is listening. His family had gone way back in the history of Oregon City, the Hedges family. David Hedges and the family saved that whole area from becoming a tourist McMansion hell zone. They still cut it back quite a bit, but not without tribal approval. And so if you really haven't got into that world of Oregon City, is becoming gentrified, is becoming interesting, this Confederated Tribes revitalization of Willamette Falls, and they're not going to put a casino in there. I repeat, they're not going to put a casino in there. And so it's just interesting to see the place where you lived all of your life, or most of your life, regain vitality. And even if some of it is gentrification, coffee shops and wine shops, etc., I urge you to go there and cross over to West Lynn and on the bridge there, and you can see the salmon. You can see the seals chomping on the salmon, and the fishermen are angry, obviously, because the salmon just bites the seal just bites the salmon in half. So, Patrick, my friend, where do you want to go? Now, you had a program last month, and
I had Kevin Samsel and Chris Tobey on.
Were you satisfied with where that was going?
I loved my guests. That was nice. We talked about their books and their poems that they just got published. Kevin Samsel also talked about
collaging. Isn't that unusual?
Yes. Well, he's been. Yeah, that was his most recent book, was Some Poetry and Collages. And he's been doing collages for a while.
Well, he's been at Powell's Bookstore. I irreverently call it Bowels sometimes, but that's my take on it.
Yeah, no.
That's my take on it, because they became corporatized, but they are an independent bookstore, I'm not saying you shouldn't shop there. I don't know if you want to sell your books there. They only give you 15% of in-house trade and no money. But anyway, that's the modern world. Corporations rule the roost. So where do you want to go with, well, you would be next.
My next week is actually Monday, Dan Raphael's show, and he's having a Paul Ampierson.
Will you share that spot then? Yeah,
I rotate with him. Paul Ann Peterson and Stephen Thomas and Dwayne Ponce and Patricia McLean.
Oh gosh, you've got Paul Ann coming on the...
That's Dan's show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pauline Peterson has been a force. She was a teacher at West Lynn, and she hosted Stafford birthday reading. She actually sent me a birthday card, which...
That's nice.
Well... It's a thing that she does, and I'm not going to knock it.
Yeah.
William Stafford actually renounced a lifetime, what would we call it, kingship for being poet laureate of the state. He said, poetry is a democracy, not a monarchy. And so he actually renounced. He gave up the poet laureateship, and so it's a 2-year period now, and it's an interesting institution. I'm glad it allows many folks, Lawson and Nada, Lillian Pitt's niece. There have been a number of persons who have been had 2-year stints as poet laureates.
Yeah.
So let's we're gonna whirl right through this. Where do you want to go now?
Where would
Patrick
I go?
Bocard,
well, you mentioned 4th of July, so I got a poem.
You have a 4th of July poem.
It's tangential about 4th of July.
Okay.
It's based on a song from an album that everyone thinks is connected to 4th of July.
Oh, you meant Bruce Springsteen. Go ahead. Yeah.
So here it is. Realizing after listening, watching Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark video on YouTube repeat, that he's quoting my life in his lyrics almost 40 years before the fact. I get up at 3:30 feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired working at a grocery store again. I even finished a first draft of a book while unemployed. A step ahead of you there, Bruce. Squabbling with my wife and two cats living in a dump like this. But Springsteen and his band seem ecstatic throughout the music video. So much energy in spite of the lyrical gloom. Bruce bounding around in rhythm to the beat, wearing a white shirt I'd never wear until now. Goddamn dress code. Perhaps it's because he's doomed to pull up a young, lithe Courtney Cox onto the stage to dance. I'd be over-smiling, too, if I got to make time with her at the after-party, providing we were both single. The saxophone ending the song, but the song never ends, only the video. Sax ringing in my ears, jubilant, promising that the glory years will go on ever long. I click a button on the laptop, and it plays again. Seriously, they start the video already playing and never end. Never end playing the song when the video ends. It's as if Bruce and the E Street Band have been stuck singing my life out since 1984 ended.
Well,
yeah, and
but you said you didn't mind his music.
Well, you have an issue with one of his songs, right?
No, I have an issue with all of his songs, but...
Okay, but, like, don't you have an issue with a specific song, right? The one that's connected to Fourth of July.
Oh, here, let Mose Allison lose our mind for a minute.
I'm not losing my mind. My huge memory will last. I'll live like the one before my mind lost it. She was the sweet and cool and sweet as homemade sin kind. You help me find my mind. I wanna thank you for my soul.
Well, anyway.
So, yeah, there's a song.
That's enough of that, but let's try.
There's a song you don't like called Born of the 4th of July. Born in the United States.
Well, no, tell me what I don't like.
Born in the USA. I can't say the name of the song. It's that verboten. Yeah. But nobody.
Here we go.
It's not a patriotic song. Nobody listens to the lyrics. Like from the point of view of a veteran who got ripped off.
Here we go. I wonder about some things I've heard. Everybody's crying mercy when they don't know the meaning of the word. A bad enough situation is sure enough getting worse. Everybody's fine, just the last business first. Is this racist? Around the world to find the right guru. With friends, the whole thing came undone. Just another little mind to have some fun. Little white boy having fun. Yeah. is that racist or?
I don't know. Why would you think it is?
Well, I don't know. A little middle class white boy trying to have some fun. Now listen.
Well, what is the middle class white boy doing to have some fun? That's the question.
I don't know. Now.
I don't always trust middle class white boys.
So. Well, wait, you got another poem? Keep going.
I got another poem.
Tell us about the things that you're up to.
Work, all that matters is work.
Oh, come on, Patrick.
I stole that from Lou Reed. My electric razor laughs at me, guffaws so strong its metallic heads lop back and forth. Little bits of me fall into the depths of the garbage can, bleeding, tiny, insignificant. Perhaps the razor finds assumption of ownership amusing, as if it entertained consciousness, since I too am a transitory being in this universe, as prone to entropy as the best man-made products. At work, the scanner at the register asks for breaks continually, its pleadings imitating the audio from an old Atari game. I have imbued consciousness into inanimate objects through only the strength of my imagination. Martin Buber can rest now.
Martin Buber, now what did he do? We know he's a philosopher.
I and thou. He wrote I and thou. That's where the idea of
objectification
comes from.
Well, yeah, tell us your erudition a little bit here. I and thou, yeah.
Yeah, he was a Jewish philosopher from Germany. He escaped before.
We want to educate people with this program, don't we?
Yeah, but he came up with objectification, actually. I, you, and I, it relationships. That's what I think. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, you're
here's
doing...
Here's another work poem, if you want.
Well, I don't know if I want one or not. I gave up work a long time.
Young maiden fair beckoning me. Check out Lane Clerk. She plays damsel in economic distress. I picked up the wrong ones, she says, mimicking all my ex-girlfriends afterward. Can you just void this? As I wonder whether she's aged enough to buy any beer if we had to card her, but she slips away out of my lane into the people stream. No image remembered except possible black hair, young, unremarkable, but still a hidden hint. Say without saying, these are for you, pointing to the product she mistakenly picked up as if it were 50-year-old me, just for men hair dye. As if a woman with her youth seeking out hair dye, alpine green or hot pink, would ever be fooled by a package of such ancient vintage like me.
Now, you have a new job. You don't have to say where it is, but you work
I can't talk about it.
For the record company for a while, the E&M Records, didn't you?
Yeah, I worked for... Yeah.
Everyday Records.
I work for the record company we will not speak of.
Well, I...
And now I work at a different place that we shall not... That shall not be named.
Well, okay.
One can guess where I work, but yes.
So...
And if any of you feel like bringing Just For Men hair dye and then leaving it there and pointing at my hair, which is not white yet. Although I think I was getting white sideburns, so maybe that's what that was about. Ha ha ha.
I love your ego. It's good. We need ego.
Bruised male ego. Yeah, it works good when you fry it in a salad.
Now, I asked question about your wife. And she has a good job. She's a counselor. She's doing very well in her life with you and the cats.
Yeah.
But what is interesting is for many years, she ran Decaffeinated Art.
Yeah.
And you were the recorder there at Three Friends Coffee House.
Yeah.
And that was quite a venue. But some things happened there, and I'm not going to get into it because I don't know enough about it. But they're not a Poetry Coffee House anymore. Any venues that you would suggest to our poetry listening audience that they might want?
Last time I mentioned Dina Rash Guzman.
I don't get it, babe. We got her name there, but who? Where?
Dina Arash Guzman. She has multiple readings that she runs that happen that she's kind of created.
Well, they move around then.
And they move around. There's one that's in the, that you have to text her. So you got to be friends with her on Facebook and text the number that she gives you. And
that's a little difficult, I would say.
Secret place, but I think they're getting plenty of people, and that's mainly a feature reading. And then there's another reading series that's more.
Well, you're up on some of this. Thank you.
That happened. There was one that happened at the Alberta Street Pub, and I'm not sure when the next one is.
Well,
there's also the last stand at Wildwood Saloon.
The Wildwood Saloon,
which is a very different. It's very wild, and it's yeah.
Kind now, of like now I saw a open mic being advertised at, oh gosh, the. Right there on, as the bus goes up on the left, the there was a Chinese, was it a gong place there? But anyway, it's it was sort of an old man's club, but they have one there. We have to keep the
we're just
about 6th or 7th up the bus mall.
On the east side or on the bus mall?
On the bus mall, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, we'll
right
have
in
to.
My neighborhood, I got. Oh, was that? Is that? That wasn't a Kelly's Olympian, was it?
Yes, it was.
Okay, Kelly's Olympian does occasionally have.
Well, tell us about it. Tell us about it. Kelly's Olympian. I didn't get it. It didn't work.
Yeah, Kelly's Olympian does occasionally have poetry readings. You have to go look on their website. They're occasionally.
Kelly's Olympian. Okay.
Yeah, and it is an interesting bar. It'd be nice to support them.
Different places.
Yeah, I might add that's kind of a sketchy part of town at the moment. But I've been to a couple of readings there. I don't know when the last one is or when.
Did you enjoy them?
Yes, they were features, actually. My coworker Aria read at one of them.
I feel that this Talking Earth program and
might also add the
I think it's important we tell people where events are happening now, because
the Poetry Slam also
it seems like the pandemic has come
oh yeah I might
full
add,
circle you know
I'm, well it's gone away supposedly. I might add that I am not wearing a mask today.
Well, hey,
first time in a while.
Hallelujah, brother.
Hallelujah. We'll see how I feel next week.
Now, I wanted to go back to, I thought it was an amazing venue at Three Friends Coffee House. And I did some, I think, great reading there. And what happens, they were recorded, some of them. And so what was fun there is that you walked from the audience up to the podium, and people could hardly hear you, and then you got on the podium, and your wife Melissa,
yeah.
God love her, she gave up on poetry.
Yeah, she had to hear all of you talk. Kind of done with it.
Well,
I mean, I barely read my own poetry to her. I don't want to drive her nuts.
Oh,
I don't blame her one bit.
Well, you give our love. I was at your wedding, and
yeah.
Did you two do something for the 4th?
I watched our cats. She was in Salt Lake with her family.
Well, I'm
which
not
was gonna... a good, and she got to see like kind of their own version of the blues festival, which is kind of nice, and some fireworks.
Well, yeah, and that was another event we had in Portland, the blues festival. Yeah,
yeah. Whereas I was experiencing Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark lifestyle, as I always do, waking up at 3:30, feeling the same way.
Well,
every day.
I'm going to do a couple of my favorite. John Prine,
please do so.
In a minute here, but let's cut to the, see what happens here, Curtis. I don't know. So this is one that I did.
So you really have a set voice.
here we go. Live from the Three Friends.
But, yeah, doesn't she have a beautiful voice? Absolutely stunning. And my dear friend, Dusty, I found you first at Sheridan's, remember?
Dusty,
when you're
Sandler.
Rich and famous. Okay. Just tell me with my cane and everything, whatever else I need. Not the diapers. So, Tunisia, Egypt. It's about time they got that bastard in Libya. And then Wisconsin, you know, the right wing, the Koch brothers are trying to destroy, you know, what's left of the unions in America. So maybe the revolution will happen. This was done a long time ago, and Janessa just had a birthday, and my friend Marjorie just had a birthday. So this is an older poem, but it's a little histrionic. This is from the 70s. We kind of lost the revolution for a while.
Oh, this is Marjorie Sharp, who passed away.
Poet for the Red Woman. For the Red Woman. Your hair is red like the revolution. Your words are volatile and beautiful. When the revolution comes, your eyes, like two green stones, will dangle from the chains on their necks. Talismans for the young revolutionaries. Avaricious and American, your menstrual blood will become an object of veneration. Its stain encompass the earth. You are woman, you are earth. Your freedom will cost the many lives of each revolutionary. Each time you invite them to love, each time you incite them to power, liberating violence ensues. They are your lovers, and the worst turns scarlet and the lips bleed. Every soul freedom as for a kiss, as for to rip your red silk panties and enter the streets of sorrow and barricade the channels of commerce and burn down the thighs of capitalism. Ladies, scorch their butt.
Jump. One more, Curtis. I liked the reading. Did you like the three friends?
Yeah.
I have to use the name now because Luke says this whole thing, and when you go online, fine. We'll use their names, fine. But, Stacy, that was really very moving. You know,
well, I thought it was a personal thing that happened at the...
There's stuff we make up, and there's stuff that's real, and they come from our lives, and it's always... amazing, the three friends, is it three friends? Three friends coffee house. New owner, Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
That's the owner.
Things happen here. Some things don't happen, but other things do happen. So, I don't know. We'll see if anything can happen. I don't know. And Patrick, be more explicit when you, you'll be there next week. Okay. 14th, and then an old K-Boo guy back in the corner, raise your hand, god damn it, old man Jock for Jock, hang on, baby. I'm probably a worse alcoholic than you are, and then Chris, okay, let's stop.
We confided there a lot, we confessed a lot.
So you realize when you read this kind of poetry, you do this in kind of situation, we can make things up, it can be fun, it can be creative, it can be crazy, and David, you were right on about how people live their lives through the internet, and I don't really care. I hate those bastards. I hope they dropped it, but anyway. Oh, some people do, and some people don't. Don't lie to me. So anyway, I thought I'd read a real one. I just went two, like 7 minutes, Miss Melissa. No. 7 minutes? 7 minutes.
It does help to have a timing on a reading.
I love this kid very much. It's a platonic thing. He found a chair, and very pure. Young people are pure. Old people are, as she said, dirty love. And anyway, dirty wet, dirty, I don't know, dirty diapers.
This is called Dylan's chair. And I.
So he brought me this chair, and I'd fallen off a cliff, and I had a broken arm, which is coming along. I don't really give a shit. I'm not going to have an operator on. Okay, bye. The kid brought me the chair, and I could use it. Dylan's chair. I love Dylan's chair almost as much as I love Dylan. The bar rod on the left side is out of the socket, like my left arm is broken. The chair is beautiful, but broken. My arm is beautiful, but broken. From form follows function, or damage is real, or breakage means something. What? I'm glad my arm broke. My arm broke because I now understand how important an arm is. It helps us lift things. It balances our movements. What I really realize, and no one will agree, brain and personality mean zero without a body to carry them through. The body is the vehicle of living. My biological body, my form, has carried me through existence despite all, the rest of me just goes along for the ride, and when the ride is over, goodbye, my oaf. The chair is oak. It was discarded. Dylan found it, brought it home with its elegant design. After falling off a cliff, I brought my broken arm to my bed, pain and all, bone almost poking through skin. Function doesn't exist without form. Arm has no strength without bone connected to socket. Brain has no strength without connection to bone and muscle. I thank my bones for my being. Hope they heal soon. Dylan's chair is as spiritual as he is because he saw function in a discarded object. If the chair gets fixed or not, it was worth saving. If my arm gets no better, I appreciate its lifelong service. Okay.
Was that all right, Patty?
Yeah.
Now, I
so
want
we
to get...
We were live on KBOO. And I mean, I wrote the one above it, and then I started to say this, and he said, oh, well.
No, we're not doing this.
He thought, oh, God, you can't say
No, we're not doing this. Ad-lib, I'm going to do John Prine.
Is that about me censoring you?
No.
Did I censor you?
You didn't censor me, but it gets a little raw. We have to censor ourselves in the public arena. So where you ad lib here, it's your turn. Do a poem or something. Do it quick. Something.
Another poem?
Yes, quick.
Unfinished sea monkey poem. Please stop me. Sea monkeys, watch the struggle through the algaic debris spewed in the aquarium water. A spectacle I never knew as a child. Brine shrimp sold off. We overpromise, underdeliver. As little pieces, little people with faces unseen in reality until no customer is left to buy our shoddy goods. Yet, my imaginative empathy watches this shrimp flee across the aquarium, denoting the brains, brawn, personalities, like the Indonesian floating frogs I once kept and fed for 5 years until the last Amazon gave out during a heat storm, saddening me, her body buried in the backyard of an apartment complex I can no longer find. Do I celebrate life's myriad ways to pursue happiness or my ability to deceptively impart feeling to lesser friend beings, those pets we keep and protect? Perhaps I shall never know.
Well, listen, you write a lot of poems about your pets?
Sometimes.
Now, I have one of the great American writers, performers, John Prine, just died. He had a bout with cancer of the throat, and the COVID got him. But he has two of my favorite John Prine poems, and I'm going to do them now because I want to honor John Prine, but COVID got him at the end, unfortunately, but I suppose it was his number was up. So I'm going to, we just have to watch this tricky little, come on, tricky.
I'm not done.
You must be daddy's little turkey.
Oh, this is great. Wrong song, but.
Let's go.
John Prine, energy.
You must be daddy's little turkey, and I can tell by the way you roll. You must be daddy's little turkey, and I can tell by the way you roll. We're as cool as a leather. I can see the fire burn right behind your eyes. I can see the fire
copper and blue turn around behind your eyes. You must have swallowed a can, a silver can of some grass. I'm a going down to Memphis at $300 in cash. Yeah, I'm a going down to Memphis at $300 in cash. All the women in Memphis want to see all my money last.
He can rock and roll when he wants to, John Prine, but I've got to do these, the Sputnik Dog and the Missing Years of Jesus. So ad lib for me. We're going to ad lib for me.
Ad lib?
Ad lib.
Ad lib. Ad lib.
Here we go, I think. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Random.
Here, what do we got? Is this... No, this is about the Sputnik dog here. I mean, the Russian dog. The end of the Cold War, supposedly.
We will serve no song before it's time.
I love this poem. When the Cold War...
There's a song in my kitchen. I wrote this in my kitchen with Peter Case. Me and Peter was going to write this three-chord love song, and instead we wrote this song about a monkey that the Russians put into space in the 50s. And they forgot about him, and he didn't come down until the 90s when there wasn't any Soviet Union left.
Brian is funny.
So after twirling around there for all those years, he was at least, at the very least, he was expecting maybe a parade or something when he got home. Needless to say, he was disappointed. It's called a space monkey. Space monkey, space monkey, what you doing up there? Why it's dark as a dungeon way up in the air? Come gather around me, you little monkeys, and a story I'll tell about a brave young private outer space named Well. He was born at the top of a big old tree way back in 1953. He could swing through the jungle hanging by his toes till they took him to Russia, cause he could, I suppose. Dressed him up in a space suit and started it to snow. Shot him up in a rocket where no man would go. Space monkey, what you doing up there? Why it's dark as a dungeon way up in the air? There'll be no one to greet you when you get back home. But no hammer or sickle, you'll be all on your own. He had plenty of Cuban bananas and loads of spam. But he found great difficulty trying to open the can. One day he slipped on a banana peel and the ship lost control. It spun out of orbit and shot out the black hole. It's been 4 decades now. That's 9 monkey years. It's a long time for a space monkey to confront all his fears. Space monkey, what you doing up there? Why it's dark as a dungeon way up in the air? There'll be no one to greet you when you get back home. No hammer or sickle, you'll be all on your own. Space monkey, it's time to get real. The space race is over, how does it feel? Cold War's had a heat wave, iron curtains torn down. They've rolled up the carpet in Space Monkey Town. Now Leningrad is Petersburg, and Petersburg's hell.
for a card-carrying monkey with a story to tell. The space monkey was reportedly last sighted about a half a block off of Red Square in a karaoke bar having a few drinks with some of his friends. There was the dog that flew Sputnik and a blind red-headed one-legged parrot who had done some minor research.
Is he funny? Do you like it?
Yeah. They were drinking American vodka imported all the way from Paducah, Kentucky. And reportedly had their arms around each other's shoulders singing, "Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. Space monkey, space monkey, there's nothing to do. The belly bed and a living in a communist zoo. There'll be no wine to greet you when you get back home. No hammer or sickle, you'll be all on your own. Space, space."
So this is my favorite. This is a big one. Big one. The Missing Years of Jesus. Listen to this one. It's funny. Sweet.
I got the idea for this song. I guess somebody was telling me at a party once, a couple of years back. I don't know how we got around to this conversation, but somebody started telling me that there was all these missing years in the life of Jesus. He was missing from the time he was 12 until he was 30. And I said, "You mean like nobody knew where he was?" He said, "Nobody." So that kind of like stuck in the back of my mind, you know, about nobody. One of the most influential and controversial figures in the history of mankind. Nobody knows where he was for 18 years. I snuck away on a fishing trip once with this waitress. For a couple of days, by the time we got back to Nashville, everybody knew where we were.
This is a sweet song.
Jesus, the missing years. Cold. West Bethlehem was no place for a 12-year-old. So he bagged his bag and he headed out to find out what the world's about. He went to France and went to Spain. He found love, he found pain. He found stores, so he started to shop. But he had no money, so he got in trouble with a cop. Kids in trouble with the cops from Israel didn't have no home. So he cut his hair and he moved to Rome. It was there he met his Irish bride. And they rented a flat on the Lower East Side of Rome. Italy, that is.
You like it?
Music publishers, bookbinders, Bible belters, money changers, spoon benders, and lots of pretty Italian chicks. Charlie bought some popcorn. Billy bought a car.
Sweet song.
Someone almost bought the farm, but they didn't go that far. And things shut down at midnight. At least round here they do. Because we all reside down the block inside. 23 used to be. Wine was flowing, so were beers. So Jesus found his missing years. He went to a dance and said, "This don't move me." So he hiked up his pants and he went to a movie. On his 13th birthday, he saw Rebel Without a Cause. He went straight on home and invented Santa Claus, who gave him a gift and he responded in kind. He gave a gift of love and went out of his mind. You see, him and the wife wasn't getting along. So he took out his guitar and he wrote a song called "The Dove of Love Fell Off the Perch." But he couldn't get divorced in the Catholic Church. At least not back then, anyhow.
Jesus was a good guy. He didn't need this shit. So he took a pill with a bag of peanuts and a Coca-Cola and he swallowed it. He discovered the Beatles. He recorded with the Stones. Once he even opened up a three-way package in Southern California for old George Jones. And Charlie bought some popcorn. And Billy bought a little car. Someone almost bought the farm, but they didn't go that far. And things shut down at midnight. At least round here they do. Cause we all reside down the block inside. 23's good deal. The years went by like sweet little days, with babies crying pork chops and Beaujolais. When he woke up, he was 17. The world was angry. The world was mean. While the man down the street and the kid on the stoop all agreed that life stank. All the world smelled like poop. Baby poop, that is. The worst kind. So he grew his hair long and threw away his comb, headed back to Jerusalem to find Ma and Dad and home. But when he got there, the cupboard was bare, except for an old black man with a fishing rod. He said, what are you going to be when you grow up? Jesus said, God. Oh my God, what have I got myself into? I'm a human corkscrew. All my wine is blood. They're going to kill me, Mama. They don't like me, bud. Jesus went to heaven, and he went there awful quick. All them people killed him. He wasn't even sick.
He wasn't even sick.
So come and gather around me, my contemporary peers, and I'll tell you all the story of Jesus, the missing years. Charlie bought some popcorn, and Billy bought a little car. Someone almost bought the farm, but they didn't go that far. And things shut down at midnight, at least round here they do. Cause we all reside down the block inside, 23's Skidoo. We all reside down the block inside, 23's Skidoo.
Now, we haven't a long time. We have to end with a bang here.
We have 2 minutes.
Well, what's the bang then? Well, John Fry, happy birthday. I had a great birthday, even though I hate birthdays and I don't celebrate.
Happy birthday to you.
No. So we have 2 minutes. Is that all?
2 minutes.
Man, you are ruthless. Ruthless Patrick Bocard. He'll be on next week, or Dan Raphael
will. In a month and a week.
Well, anyway, I did that for myself. I indulged myself.
Yes.
And
it was nice.
I indulged myself, and we'll go out with John Prine. John Prine, then,
yeah,
shall
let's
we?
Let's go.
Come on, Curtis.
Here. You're listening to KBL Portland.
This is it.
7 on your FM dial.
Talk God, it went fast. Thank you, KBU. Take care of KBU, Community Radio.
Talking Earth, the missing hours.
We are 8th of the July. Bang, 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 boom, bomb, bang, bomb, beam, bomb, beam. This is a sweet song to end with, I guess.
Does he still think about her? Why, there was never really any doubt. Every time he lights a candle or blows a candle out.
Oh, this is a great song for the working class man. The ordinary man
is to go on out
and do the best he can. I don't think you think
that I don't
think
you don't know that old barometer goes crazy, baby, every time he starts to snow. You won't find me walking round your part of town. You made it up the snowman.
But But the sunshine brought him down. Love John Prine, wherever he is. Love Walt, wherever he'll be.
This world is full of people. They never seem to fall. Somebody said they seen you. You haven't changed at all. The fundamental story of a contemporary man is to walk away and someday understand. I don't think that you know that I think you don't know. That old barometer goes crazy, baby, every time it starts to snow. Round your part of town, you will hit the snowman, sunshine.
Padre, we're going to finish this way.
Yep.
Bruce Springsteen is not John Prine.
Nope.
We know that, don't we? Yeah. We got to agree on something. We're almost done. Talking Earth. It's a wrap. We love you. Take care of the community radio station.
The scientific nature of the ordinary man is to go on out and do the best you can. I don't think that you know that I think.
What a big heart. What a great soul.
The barometer goes crazy, baby, every time it starts to snow. You won't find me walking round your part of town. You may make out the snowman. Sunshine brought him down.
Now sunshine will bring all of us down. That's it. KVU Radio, thank you. And hey, listen to John Prine. And I don't know, I hope it worked, folks. Give us some feedback.